definitely human.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Attention, employees! This special episode of Mars Corp was made possible thanks to the continued support of our amazing fans on Patreon. If you want a piece of the action, check out patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
Ba-ba-ba, cue point treat.
David!
Yeah! Oh! Hello! Boss?
I just want you to know that I value your commitment to your role here at Sugar Tips, buddy.
Thank you.
That said, I've got some constructive feedback for you, my man.
Right?
First of all, love that lab coat. Looks great on you. Secondly, and yeah, this is a bit of a biggie, you're a bit of a charmless creep and you're scaring away our customers. Thirdly, you look like a spooky skeleton who's haunting our store. Sorry. I tried to give you a compliment sandwich there, but I couldn't think of another positive thing to say about you.
Attention, employees!
That one. Also, you seem to scream every time someone enters the shop. Not cool, dude. So just stand in the corner while I talk to the customer, okay?
Right.
Well, if it isn't the Bonnie Clark, welcome to Sugar Tips. My name is...
Don't care. Stop talking. Yo, David, it's you I want.
Me?
Yep. You work for me now.
I do?
Wait, hold on. You can't just...
Yes, I can. Come on, David, let's go. Move it.
Wait, no, stop. David is my employee.
Do you know who I am?
Well, I...
Hold on. Let me answer that for you. Yes, you do know who I am, and that's why you're gonna get out of my way. Bye-bye. Ah! Okay, David, I know you've been in prison for a while, so let's get the important stuff out of the way first. Do you know who I am?
You're Bonnie Clark, Red, PR and Communications.
Okay, good.
Height 5'6", blood
type... All right, stop talking now, and check this out. So I'm messing around with the Mars Corp radio, and I pick up this mysterious, super spooky signal. Listen.
6, 1, 9, 12, 19, 1, 6, 5, 1, 3, 20, 9, 22, 1, 25, 4.
I don't understand.
Sorry.
Control room X. 7 minutes. Destruction. Destruction. Destruction is... coming. The only good reaction.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that weird as fuck? The frequency is coming from the Ultra Aid Mine, and I'm sure it's not a coincidence that it's Jonathan Kingsley's epic birthday celebration this week. All those true blues in one place? You know what those bastards are like. I mean, you're one of them, right?
Yes.
Death is coming? This is some cloak and dagger shit. Obviously, something totally freaking suspicious is going on. We gotta do something, dude.
Right. Yes, of course. We must inform the manager.
What? Boo. No. I'm gonna uncover this conspiracy myself. And you're gonna help me. You know what the base manager is like. She'd only overreact and blow up the whole mine or something.
I don't think...
I've already talked Brian into sneaking us into the Ultra Aid mine. We'll disguise ourselves as miners and infiltrate the birthday party.
But why?
Why? Because as loyal employees, we have a responsibility to investigate anomalies and intercept threats to the physical and brand integrity of Mars Corp. Plus, I'm on mandatory holiday and I am so bored. Let's go.
Hey,
Mars Corp, Human Capital, Bonnie Clark.
Yes, yeah, the explosion came out of nowhere. 7 dead, nothing left of them but goo. What a mess. And all that equipment. 3rd control room up in flames in as many weeks. We're still cleaning it up. I mean, the lower employees are cleaning it up. That's not a job for true blues like us, eh? Sorry, what did you say your names were?
Priscilla Fragilite. And this is my assistant, Sebastian St. Battenberg.
Charmed.
Tell me,
Archibald Bullock.
Archibald, why on Mars hasn't the base manager been informed of this tragic accident?
As if we'd tell that Earth thing anything. Could you imagine Ultra Aid Mine sharing all its goings on with Mars? Corp ludicrous! You know, I haven't actually seen you two around before.
Well, I try to avoid these less exclusive areas. You understand, of course.
I haven't seen you two at any of the private parties either.
Oh, the private parties? How very gauche.
It will be a pleasure.
We are nailing it, David. These idiots don't suspect a thing.
I have to admit, we are very convincing.
How does my mustache look?
Luxurious.
You there. Fetch me the champagne.
Right away, ma'am.
Okay, who should I talk to next? Come on, this is why you're here, remember? You true blues know all the gossip about each other, right?
Well, I have spent 10 years locked in a dark room, so I'm still playing catch-up. But Ursula Atkins Lockley has replaced George Bullock as Ultra Aid's chief miner, and not everyone is happy about that. Lucinda Glockensmith, the blonde fellow looking at his pocket watch, believed himself to be Bullock's natural successor.
Ooh.
He has his supporters. Esmeralda Honeyblossom, for one, though she slightly lost her status since the incident with the hat. Darcy Pennington, on the other hand, is a noteworthy threat. He's been quite vocal about Esmeralda's incompetence in the past.
You don't say.
Of course, all of that pales in comparison to Augustus Ponsonby, who had the audacity to arrive on time to a private party last month.
Gasp. He didn't.
Oh, he did. Now, if that's not suspicious, I don't know what is.
What about that guy?
Lucas de la Fontaine. But I don't think he's a likely suspect.
Why not?
Well, just look at him. No one that beautiful could be guilty of anything.
Good point. So, Ursula seems like a good place to start. Now we just need to...
Ah, here comes Mr. Kingsley.
Miners! Thank you all for coming. It's my bloody birthday!
Yes, here we go!
Here's to me.
To Kingsley!
The mine has never been stronger. Thanks to my absolutely fucking fantastic leadership, we continue to produce 78 different flavors of the Ultra Aid energy beverage, including such favorites as Brain Puncher, Dragon Fist, and Nuclear Hurricane. Now, if you'd like to honor the fallen, head on over to Control Room L, where there'll be some drinks and nibbles and a bit of singing. Dinner's at 6. In the meantime, let's get absolutely bladdered!
Wonderful! Wonderful!
Come, dear! Let us go pay our respects to the unfortunate 7!
Yes, very good, very good. Well, I must say, it's nice to see Kingsley on top of things as usual.
Ha! Poppycock! Poppycock, I say!
Excuse me? Whom are you, sir?
This is Lawrence Chamberlain. He is rather infamous for his outspoken views and spirited disagreements.
Nonsense, darling. I have no intention of stirring up trouble. I merely wish to inform everyone that Jonathan Kingsley is a total fraud, the mine is an utter shambles, and worst of all, we only have the resources to produce 77 flavors of Ultra Aid, not 78. It's a travesty! A travesty, I tell you!
Oh, dear. Well, he was a bit brusque.
Oh, pay it no mind, dear. Poor Lawrence is the unluckiest man in the mine. I know. I work with him in communications. All the misfortune that he has suffered, as you can see, it's really taken its toll.
Well, we all have our problems, Archie, but that's really no excuse for such a wanton lack of support. Fuck me!
Yes, like I said, we're still cleaning this room up.
So much blood!
Indeed!
Your cleaning staff leave a lot to be desired.
Yeah, true enough, I suppose. Mind your step. That jawbone's all that's left of Raphael Bellucci. Such a tragic waste. Amuse-bouche?
Ooh!
And you say this explosion came out of nowhere?
Well, not exactly. It was preceded by a mysterious recording. Here, listen to this.
Control room L. 5 minutes. Destruction. Destruction. Destruction.
Fascinating.
No idea what it means, though.
Ursula Atkins Lockley! Always a pleasure!
Have we met?
But enough japes! I have the honor of introducing Prasylvia Fragilite!
How do you do, Ursula?
And a how do you too as well, Prasylvia?
I was just admiring your hands. They're huge!
Oh, thank you. I must say, you're very brave to wear that dress without a neck corset, darling. Why, you could almost pass for a Mars Corp employee.
Well, that's something to aspire to.
Oh, very good. Oh, I adore your sense of humour, dear. I can't wait to see your evening gown.
My what?
Oh, you tickle me so. Prasylvia, was it? You simply must come to more parties. You are just too much fun. Oh, mind your step, dear. You're standing in Antoine Silverdano. Oh, he had such kind eyes. What are you doing next weekend, dear?
Oh, I'll be back at the Mars Corp base.
Oh, I see. You work there, do you? Oh, you poor thing. Oh, it's nothing to be ashamed of, dear. Angelica Kingsley herself is in their medical department. I suppose we must all make sacrifices. But however do you cope?
What? Whatever do you mean?
Day after day, working with those decaffeinated plebs. Oh, no wonder you haven't had time to polish your monocle. But enough chat. I need a drink. Where has that obnoxious little robot gone?
Well, just a minute.
Bonnie, no! Remember, we need to maintain our disguise. We mustn't upset anyone.
Gah! Bunch of stuck-up assholes. Wait till they find out that I'm the Bonnie Clark. Oh, boy, they have no idea what I'm gonna...
Damn shame. What rotten luck. Poor buggers. No survivors at all. Well, apart from that one survivor. But otherwise, a total bloodbath. Terrible! Just terrible. Well, I've said my piece. See you at the party, everyone!
Mr. Kingsley, sir, you said there was one survivor.
Did I? Oh, yes. Chamberlain. Poor bastard. Keeps getting into all these scrapes. Three now, and he's always the only survivor. Sounds kind of suspicious now that I say it out loud. Well, goodbye.
Lawrence Chamberlain. David, my old chum, I do believe we're on the trail.
We can interrogate Lawrence at the party tonight. But first, we should probably freshen up a bit.
Yeah, a shower would be good. David, you go steal me an evening gown. I've got a date with intrigue.
Thank you for choosing the UltraAid showering facility, the fizziest shower on Mars. Please select temperature preference.
Hot.
Please select flow rate preference.
Gonna go with extreme?
Bonnie, there you are. I take it you're well-rested and full of a serene calm?
Yep.
And I see you got the dress. You look positively terrifying.
Hey, Excellent.
Lawrence is sitting over there, next to the Kingsley tapestry. I managed to switch the reservation so we're sat next to him.
Nice work. Okay, let's get into character.
A word of caution, Bonnie. Lawrence is a true blue. He will almost certainly attempt to bully you, intimidate you into playing your hand. You must not let anything he says or does get under your skin. Remain calm and level-headed, and don't forget...
Stop worrying! Holy shareholders! I'm me, remember? I'll be just fine. Trust me.
And it slowly dawns on me that this orange was actually trying to give me his contact information, written on a card. I thought it was a joke. You know, one of those orange jokes that we're too rich and important to understand.
Lawrence Chamberlain, what a pleasant surprise.
Yes, I'm sure it is. Have we met before? I'm afraid I've quite forgotten.
I am Priscilla Fragilite.
And I am Sebastian St. Battenberg.
Are you indeed? Well, perhaps you could go and be yourselves somewhere else.
Indeed. Oh, indeed. So I hear you've had some rather bad luck recently, Lawrence. 3 tragic accidents in as many weeks, and you the sole survivor every time. Why, if I didn't know any better, I'd say the correlation implies causation. You're clearly not a fan of Kingsley's leadership, but I wonder how far you're willing to go to unseat him. What do you say to that?
I'm sorry, but this really is too much. Enough games. We all know you are not who you claim to be.
What?
Yes, we are!
You, sir, are David Knight. I'd recognize those wild green eyes anywhere.
Ah!
And you. I don't know who you are, but your pathetic disguise isn't fooling anyone.
Is that so? Well, you're right about one thing. I am not Priscilla Fragilite, but you know me all right. Surprise! I'm Bonnie Clark, motherfucker!
Yes, yes, very good. So tell me, David, what is your plan here? Just what are you up to, eh? Is this a takeover attempt? Are you looking to usurp Kingsley? I'm not against the idea as such.
No, hang on. Hello, I'm Bonnie Clark.
Yes?
As in the Bonnie Clark?
I see. Well, this is rather awkward. I'm afraid I've never heard of you, Miss Clark.
What?
Now, David, let's get down to business, darling.
Clearly,
you're the one who is responsible for all these unfortunate incidents around the base.
No, wait. You're the one who's responsible. You're the number one fucking suspect.
Come now, David. I would appreciate if you kept your assistant on a shorter leash. Her behavior is totally inappropriate.
What?
Hey. I'm the one who's in charge here.
Of course you are, dear. Yes, now that I hear your voice, I do vaguely remember you, Miss Clark. You're that Mars Corp announcer, aren't you? Now I see why you hide behind a microphone and pre-written statements. You have all the charm of damp laundry. And that voice. Your voice says you're trying too hard, but your appearance says you haven't tried in years. But judging by your expression, I'm not telling you anything you haven't secretly thought about yourself, am I, dear? Easier to hide behind the faceless machine of Mars Corp than develop a personality of your own. But you keep telling yourself that you're an important cog in the wheel of Mars Corp, and not superficial decoration whose job could just as easily be performed by a robot.
Ah!
Whoa.
David! You appear to have crushed your champagne flute.
Yes.
Your hand is bleeding rather a lot.
Yes.
I don't like the way you're looking at me right now. Security! Guards! Please escort these two out. Now, for shareholders' sake, now!
Well,
that went well.
I'm sorry I failed you, Bonnie. I snapped. I'll understand if you want a new sidekick.
Sigh. This place is the worst. I don't belong here. That jumped up little prick is right. I'm nothing without Mars Corp. Aw, man! Or maybe I'm just plain nothing. Ugh. I don't think anything could make me feel any worse right now.
Hello!
What the... Baxter?
What are you doing here?
I am not Baxter. Je m'appelle Baxter. As you can see, I am completely different from this Baxter. Par exemple, I have a mustache.
It's me, Bonnie.
Nonsense. Bonnie does not have a mustache.
It's a fake mustache.
Sacre bleu! Then you shall be surprised to discover that I too am wearing a fake mustache. For I am Baxter.
I know!
And you're on très important and mysterious mission for the boss lady. The miners, they are scum. They do not like my kind. Indeed, I am the only boss at the mine. But this gives me some advantages. I see and hear so much more than those scummy miners. I have discovered many important things for the mission.
What? What are you going on about? What's the mission?
I am sworn to secrecy.
Oh, okay.
I shall tell you and anyone else who asks me. But no one else! Did you know there's a super spooky signal coming from...
Oh, yes! We know all about it.
That's why we're here!
Zuta laws! So you know about the failsafe.
The what now?
Surely you decoded the message?
No.
The transmission has predicted all three explosions. Ecutor!
Showroom 12. 10 minutes. Destruction. Destruction. Destruction.
The numbers literally refer to a failsafe being activated. As you may or may not have noticed, the next attack will take place in 2 minutes. In showroom 12! That is where Kingsley's birthday party is taking place!
Shit! We gotta warn them! Come on!
Allez-vous! Maintenant!
I look ridiculous!
You look wonderful. You should wear nice things more often.
I shouldn't be here. The medical department is almost certainly falling apart without me. Sue can't handle all that responsibility. Oh, this suit is far too tight. I think it's cutting off blood circulation.
Stop fussing. It doesn't matter how it feels. The important thing is that it looks good. And I'm sure your intern will be fine. She's learned from the best.
Yes, well, that's true, I suppose.
Why don't you go and get us some drinks?
Are there any that don't have Ultra Aid in them?
You know there aren't.
Ugh, bloody Ultra Aid. I can actually feel my brain cells dissolving.
Love you. Ah, David Knight.
Angelica?
What on Mars are you doing here? Are you finally going to marry me and kill my father as part of some wicked plan to take over the mine?
What?
Yo, Angelica! We need to speak to your daddy, ASAP.
Ugh, fine. He's over there, next to the Rhino Avalanche Fountain. You won't get much out of him, though. I'm afraid he's been drinking since dawn. He's more caffeine than man now. Daddy? Daddy, some Mars Corp employees are looking for you.
Ah, David Knight. Excellent. Finally come to marry my daughter and do me in, eh? Well, I can't say I'm too surprised. Always knew this day would come. All right then, fetch my rapier. Let's get down to business.
No, you misunderstand.
Eh?
You're all in danger. You have to clear this room out immediately.
You know, it's lonely at the top. Sometimes I think to myself, what's it all...
Listen to me, you idiot!
What?
Lawrence Chamberlain is responsible for all these explosions at the mine, and he's gonna strike again. Here. Now!
Bloody fuck! Conspiracy! Subterfuge! Treason! Well, don't just stand there. We've got to do something.
We need access to your communications room.
Why?
Now!
All right, bloody hell. Here, take my keycard.
What is the plan here?
We are all getting out of this room.
Well, all right.
Except you, Baxter. You find the bomb.
Oh.
Ah, Presilvia, what are you doing here?
Out of the way, old man.
Oh, I say.
All right, let's see. Baxter, you found that bomb for me yet?
Oui, it has been built into one of the bronze statues. It is very large.
Just tell me how the bomb is triggered.
Ah, of course. There's a vibration circuit that is triggered by a radio frequency.
I knew it.
What? What did you know? I don't understand any of this.
Think about it. That weird signal preceded the attack every time. It's triggering the explosions.
But how do we stop this signal? We don't know where it's coming from.
We don't need to. If I take the signal loop and invert the waveform, then broadcast it from this communications room, it'll cancel out the original signal.
Oh, that's rather clever.
Okay, that's done. Baxter, you can get out of there now.
Oh, I've already fled, mon chéri. In fact, I've tracked down Lord Chamberlain.
That's awesome. Where is he?
The Ultra 8 production room. Petit Falou.
Come on. Work, damn you.
Chamberlain.
You.
Yes, us.
Get away from that transmitter.
No, you don't understand.
What have you done?
Nothing.
We know what you have been up to, Lawrence. You were using the signal to trigger planted explosives around the mine.
No. You've got it all wrong. I knew nothing about any of this. I picked up the signal same as you. I just thought it was warning me of danger. Like, me personally. I thought I was special, you know? I never imagined it was actually triggering the explosions. I came here to prove my innocence.
You expect me to believe... What the...
The following is a pre-recorded message.
The Ultra 8 mine is contractually obliged to produce 78 different flavors of the Ultra 8 energy beverage, including such favorites as Power Ignition, Soul Cyclone, and Head Cannon. However, as of this year, this contract has been violated. You are currently producing
77
flavors of the Ultra 8 energy beverage, and as such, the failsafe has been activated. Key rooms will be tactically dismantled and repossessed every week until either the contract stipulations are met or the mine is completely fucking destroyed. The only good reaction is an overreaction, baby. Ultra 8, grab life by the junk.
Okay.
So, it was all Ultra 8? This whole thing was because Kingsley wasn't hitting his quota?
Yeah. And I guess Lawrence really didn't have anything to do with it? It was all because of some senseless bullshit?
It makes complete sense.
What?
I told you, didn't I? Jonathan Kingsley is a total fraud. He brought this on himself. He dishonored Ultra Aid. He violated the contract. And now we're all getting what we deserve.
Well, no. Bonnie disabled the signal. The mine is safe.
What? How?
I'm Bonnie fucking Clark, bitch. You can thank me later.
Thank you? You fool. This is how it's supposed to be.
What?
Uh-oh.
I see now. It's all down to me. I must ensure Ultra Aid's retribution.
The things you're saying right now, they're,
troubling.
Deeply troubling, yeah.
But first, I'm going to have to take care of you.
Take care of us like... massage, or...
I'll dump your bodies in these vats of Ultra Aid. No one will ever know.
Right, no, the bad taken care of then. Got it?
Ah!
Yeah! Get off me, son of a... Go!
Oh, no! What do I do? I don't know what to do!
Oh, relax, darling. I got this.
You little bitch!
Oh, shit! He fell into a vat of electric tidal wave! We gotta get him out before he drowns.
Oh, it's too late for that.
You think so?
Yes.
Here's to the Bonnie Clark. What an absolutely bloody brilliant hero.
To Bonnie!
And to me.
Well, Miss Clark, it's been a real pleasure, I have to say.
Indeed. You simply must come again sometime.
We'll see. Bye-bye now.
Well, we did it, Bonnie. We solved the mystery and saved the mine.
And nobody died.
Lots of people died, Baxter.
Whatever.
And best of all, I didn't have to learn anything. There was maybe a moment back there where I thought I'd have to do some real soul searching, but luckily it only lasted for like a minute. And now we can all go back to Mars Corp secure in the knowledge that I am the greatest and always will be.
Hooray!
Yeah, hooray!
Hold on. Wait just a moment.
What's up?
Well, whatever happened to Lawrence Chamberlain?
Ah, oh dear.
What's the problem? Where's Lawrence?
Well, you're drinking him.
Oh, really? It's not half bad.
That was Mars Corp Human Capital, Bonnie Clark. Written by David Knight and Maximilian John, and produced and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Darling. Starring Lexi McDougall, David Knight, Graham Vick, James Naylor, Robert Benedetti Hall, John Day, Lexi Davis, Pippa Caddick, and Susanna Gordon. Music by John Day. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. Mars Corp Human Capital is dedicated to all the beautiful Earthlings who support us on Patreon. If you want to help us make Mars Corp Season 2 and get exclusive content and early access to new shows, head on over to Patreon.com/DefinitelyHuman and make a pledge. You can also support Mars Corp by rating and reviewing it on iTunes. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is 23-1-19. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.